ever get the feeling you're being watched? I have. Actually, I'm being watched right now. Oh, he doesn't know I know he's watching me. If he did, he'd be mortified. He's my friendly, easygoing older neighbor. I know he didn't expect to find me out on my back deck in my skimpy hot pink bikini when he stepped outside in the springtime heat to do his gardening. But I couldn't resist. I've been waiting for a hot day to sit out and just enjoy the sun for so long. Now, I wasn't only enjoying the sun, but my neighbor Bruce's reaction to me sunning myself too. He froze mid-stride when he caught a glimpse of me, and I had to struggle not to smile at the way his jaw almost hit the floor. I didn't want him to know I was awake behind my dark shades. There was still construction being completed nearby, drowning out a lot of the usual daytime noises. Plus, it was clear I had my AirPods in, so Bruce must have assumed I couldn't hear him in his own yard. We were some of the first ones to move into this new neighborhood. Most of the lots in the development weren't even closed on yet. Dozens still under construction. And there were no fences separating the properties yet either. So nothing to encumber my neighbor Bruce's view of me. And he was getting a good one. I have this thing for being watched. It turns me on. Heck, I was already getting hot and bothered, knowing I'd caught Bruce's attention. And, of course, I wanted to keep it. Did I mention I'm a bit of a cock tease, too? I was reclining back on a sturdy wooden outdoor lounger, my long legs stretched out before me, my arms draped up over the top of the chair. I relaxed my thighs, letting my knees fall away from my body, opening up the space between my legs, giving Bruce a better view of what lay between. His gaze shifted from my breasts to the smooth, bare flesh that my high-cut bikini bottoms exposed to his view. I was always bare down there, waxed from front to back. It was just easier. And men seemed to spend longer with their faces buried between my legs when my pussy and ass were baby smooth. Yet another thing I loved. Bruce still hadn't moved from where he'd stopped in his tracks upon first noticing me. I could see the full length of his body and the expressions on his face from behind the privacy of my sunglasses. But I couldn't see his crotch, not from the angle in which he was standing, which was a shame. I wanted him hard. I arched my back towards the sky as if stretching out my sore muscles. The motion had the effect of pulling my teeny bikini top even tighter over my big breasts. And yes, Bruce noticed. Once again, I had to hold back a smile. I considered the consequences of removing my bikini top and even my bottoms with Bruce watching. At worst, he might head back inside to avoid his exhibitionist young neighbor and whatever trouble she might bring. At best, I'd have his cock inside me soon. I decided to take the middle ground, slowly reaching up to untie the bikini string from around my neck, letting the cups fall away, exposing my full, firm breasts, rosy areolas, and perky nipples to my spying neighbor. Just then, a fly landed on my chest, allowing me to swipe at it with my fingertips, brushing gently over my nipple and moaning aloud at how sensitive that was. running my finger over and around my nipple, unable to help myself, especially seeing that Bruce was watching and probably heard my moan of pleasure too. That's when I saw him reach down and adjust his cock in his shorts. Further proof that he truly didn't think I could see him from beneath my shades. I pinched both of my nipples, wriggling on the lounger, feeling my pussy getting wetter, knowing Bruce's cock was hard. I let my hand slowly trail down my stomach to the top of my bikini bottoms, watching Bruce's transfixed stare. Even from here, I could tell he was holding his breath, waiting to see what his naughty neighbor would do next. Then again, who was truly the naughty one in this situation? Me, for being a tease? Or Bruce, for spying on me? He didn't even notice that I'd slid my shades up into my hair and was now watching him right back. But when my fingers continued to just toy with the waistband of my bikini bottoms, not slipping a finger into them or over them, he had to look up. Oh, the myriad of expressions that crossed his face at once. Shock, shame, panic, embarrassment, desire, all wrapped up into one. And I knew I only had seconds to convince him to stay and play before he'd head back into his house in shame. I was smiling now, a big, friendly, teasing smile, and beckoning him over to me with the crook of my index finger. He was conflicted, for sure, but I added a nod and a subtle lick of my lips, my free hand once again trailing over my nipple and rubbing my breast. He closed the distance between us then, of course, stopping at the foot of my lounger, his eyes feasting on my body up close. I didn't say a word. I just kept his gaze while tugging at the strings of my bikini bottoms, lifting my hips, pulling the scrap of material right off and tossing it away. His jaw dropped again, confirming for himself that my pussy was bare and wet. There's no way he could miss the fact that my little slit was glistening in the afternoon sun. But just to be sure, I lifted both of my legs high in the air, my strappy sandals up towards the sky, spreading my thighs wide apart, opening up my sweet pussy lips to his view, beckoning him to me, to my pussy, my breasts, my body, anything he wanted, really. There was a heat in his gaze now, the rosy glow of embarrassment in his cheeks gone. All that was left was a hunger for this tight young body being offered to him. He made quick work of his shorts and his boxers, kicking them away, proudly revealing a thick, hard, uncut cock and elongated balls, fat and rounded at the bottom, with a bush of salt and pepper colored hair crowning it all off. I braced myself for the plunging of Bruce's thick, hard rod into my pussy. But that's not what I got. I should have known. Older men like to savor a meal when it's served to them. The first lick of his tongue on my slit had me bucking into his mouth in surprise. With the next lick, I was already close to coming. When he began nibbling on my clit, I lost it, gripping the back of his head, grinding onto his tongue, flooding it and the lounger with the wetness of my orgasm. He smiled up at me from between my legs. I could barely focus on his satisfied grin, still shaken from such an intense orgasm. When I blinked again, he was above me, nose to nose, the heat of his body bearing down over me, his throbbing cock probing at the entrance to my pussy, as if waiting for my approval. I didn't want to speak to break the sexual trance the silence between us seemed to ignite, so I simply nodded, locking eyes with his, gasping with the forceful plunge of his girthy cock into my pussy. It was obvious he'd been barely containing his desire, and now that it was unleashed, I was going to get what I'd been asking for. I was going to get fucked, pounded hard and deep out in the open on the lounger, which, as sturdy as it was creaking under the force of Bruce's thrusts, so much so it began to slide back with every pump of his cock deep into my womb. He slid out quickly, cursed under his breath, grabbed my arm, assisting me as he growled, "Turn over." I straddled the lounger on all fours, gripping the armrests hard as he didn't spare a second before thrusting into my wetness again. This time, he got deeper, pounded harder, his long, heavy balls swinging and slapping my clit. I didn't even realize how loudly I was moaning, bucking into his cock, fucking him back, until Bruce reached around and covered my mouth with his large hand, growling against my ear. "Shh! You want the whole construction crew to know you're getting fucked right now?" he asked. And if he wasn't pounding me so hard into another mindless orgasm with his fat dick, I might have kept the truth to myself. But instead, I nodded eagerly, my moans of yes muffled by his hand over my mouth. But he already knew from the fact that I was about to come. He could feel my pussy clenching around his cock. "You do, don't you? You little tease. You'd love those men to watch you. See you taking my dick, coming on my dick, taking my fucking cum. Oh, fuck. Take my cum. Take it. Take it." He growled louder and louder as he finally came to, pumping hot sperm deep into my orgasming pussy, extending my climax that was just subsiding into another mind-blowing, endless, squirting, spraying orgasm, drenching his cock, my pussy, my thighs, the lounger, and the ground beneath us. Then the weight of him collapsed on top of me for almost a full minute once he'd come, until I was wriggling beneath him, struggling to take in a breath, sad that he had to get up off of me, but needing to breathe, too. I rolled over onto my back as he stood, spreading my legs, showing off the mess we'd made of my pussy together, watching how he fixated on me pushing his cum out of my hole, seeing the thick globs of it slip out, me watching his slick, wet cock flex in appreciation of the sight. "So, do you think you'll be gardening again tomorrow?" I asked him with a devilish smile. "I'll be plowing something, all right," he said with a heated stare, and I couldn't help but chuckle at his quick wit. I slipped my sunglasses back down over my eyes, slid my AirPods that had fallen off back into my ears, and reclined back on the lounger dismissively, once again stretching my arms out over my head. "Good. I need more. Son, that is," I said with a smile, then added, "Oh, and maybe something to drink would be tasty too, don't you think?" I teased, slowly licking my lips before reclining again. Bruce took one last long gaze of my breasts, my legs, my creamy pussy, before grabbing his clothes and walking back to his yard, shaking his head and muttering under his breath about one heck of a welcome to the neighborhood.